Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for standing hanging in there with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend David Gage, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of BMC Associates, the author of the Partnership Charter, available wherever books are sold. I encourage you, folks, if you have a partnership, if you're thinking about doing a partnership, if you're thinking about putting together a business with friends or family or somebody you don't even know, whatever, you're thinking about bringing on investors in your business, find David's book and get it and read it, and it'll benefit you. And if you're already in this business, if you're already working on some stuff, if you got some challenges that you'd like to work out, that's what David and his partner Ed Koff do. They'll come and help you. They'll travel where you are and help you sort things out. So I encourage you to check them out. David, it's bmcassociates.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is. bmcassociates.com.
BMCAssociates.com. David, we just talked about this. These two friends who became brothers, who became partners, who became now enemies, daggers drawn in court. What? How do we talk to my audience? Let's leave those guys behind, and now let's imagine that the same scenario was about to happen. The exact same scenario is about to happen somewhere in the world right now, and you have an opportunity to be there when it happens. What would you say? What would you do?
Well, if you're talking about that opportunity of friends just coming together, what's critical is that they sit down and really plan their partnership thoroughly, and they really actually investigate one another. They really sit down and say, you know, I think I know you so well, but let's talk about our values. Let's explore our personalities. Let's get some feedback using a personality test and a values. Let's talk about our values. And let's
David, wait a minute. You've been my friend for 10 years. I love you like a brother. I know everything about you. What else is there to learn, David, about me and about me about you? You know my values. You love my values. I love your values. I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Jim, it's a trap. It's a trap. You know,
it's an ambush. Go back.
We can't assume that we know all of these things about one another. I believe if you're going to go into business together, a handshake is a silly way to get into trouble. I mean, I love the idea that we trust one another thoroughly, but if we're going to be in business, let's explore, let's talk, let's document what we're going to do and where we're going to go and how we're going to do it and who's going to own how much. And what's your role going to be, and what's mine, and how much cash are we going to take out of the business?
Well, I mean, think about this. Let me tell you something, folks. If you go down through all this checklist of things, who's going to own what, who's going to do what, who's going to be in charge, who's going to be in charge of this, who's going to be in charge of that, who's going to count the money, how often are we going to reconcile all this, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of what you'll see about someone's attitude about those things will come out when you're just talking about it conceptually. That's when you need to know it, not when it's about the reality.
Right, and you have to drill down into the specifics to really discover what's there. And so these guys, if Brendan and Rob could have drilled down and said, okay, now we're going to turn to ownership. We have a workbook that has all of these different, nine different topics to help people drill down. And if they had drilled down into ownership, I think Rob would have discovered that Brendan didn't really want him as a partner. But what happened is when they got going, then they're both taking cash, they're both taking profits. And what the law says in the District of Columbia and elsewhere, if you are even acting like partners and you're splitting the profits, you are partners.
It's a common law. It's like common law marriage, isn't it?
It is. You don't have to have a document written up.
Common law business. I never heard of such a thing.
It is. It's the fallback. If you start acting like partners, you actually are partners.
Right.
So sitting down and going through all of those issues, you discover things and you figure out if you really want to be a partner with that person. Now, now, when you get to this point and you discover that you're at odds big time with one another and you're about to sue one another, you've got to do the other thing. You've got to do the conflict resolution piece.
Yep. But the best thing to do, folks, is try to find out beforehand how you're going to react, how the other person is going to react, and see what's more important, the friendship, the family, or the business. Make a decision early on, and also start it out the right way, and you can do that with David's book, The Partnership Charter. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's a pleasure. Always, Jim.
David Gage, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.